I'm over the moon. I couldn't have wished for better news. And I've just actually spoken to Keith Barrow, the leader of the council, who's assured me that they won't be imposing anything on Bishop's Castle and that they want to work with us to actually develop the site into something that we feel is appropriate. So I couldn't actually be more happy with the outcome if I'd have wished for it. So it's brilliant news. I wish the plans had been thrown out on their own merits because the arguments that we put forward were taken into consideration. But I do believe that we've gone through a difficult patch with Shropshire Council taking over from South Shropshire District Council. And I hope that the work that we've put in trying to convince Shropshire Council that this is inappropriate has actually paid off and they've listened to us. And in some small way, we've actually been instrumental to ensuring that the plant does not go ahead. I certainly wouldn't have opposed the plant if I hadn't have been absolutely convinced that it would have been disastrous for the town, and hopefully the work that we've put in has now paid its dividends, and we can now move on to a happier future. I know that Keith Barrow wants to come out and talk to us about what we feel is appropriate. There was a fantastic community bid on the table when the developers put their bid in, but it wasn't considered at the time. So I'm hoping now that we'll be able to sit down with Shropshire Council in an open and honest manner and actually tell them what we feel would be appropriate, and we can move forward with something that the town wants there. And I know Bishop's Castle, it's a fabulous community, and if we come up with a plan that people want, they'll be right behind it and they'll do everything they can to assist in making it happen. It's too soon to speculate because obviously we need to talk to Shropshire Council. I think for me, until I get it in writing, it kind of seems very unreal, but I was pleased to have a phone call off Keith Barrow and also Charlotte Barnes, our local representative, has been in as well and reassured me that she was at the meeting, and that is actually the case. So I'm very pleased and thankful to her for her support, and thank you to the council for actually listening to us. The town actually is a wonderful community, and it wasn't until I started, and I've lived here all my life, and it wasn't until I started working on the biomass proposal that I realised just how much people love this area that we live in. And yes, it's made us into what I think is a wonderful community. Somebody actually said in the beginning, don't underestimate the people of Bishop's Castle, and I believe that was said to the developers. And hopefully, you know, as a community, we've shown that we haven't been underestimated, and we fought for our town, and hopefully we'll be able to continue fighting for what we want.